Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome to the show, guys, and thank you for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm super excited tonight. Got a great show lined up for you. I can't wait to get into it. But before I do, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. 334. It's the number to the show. Call in, voice your opinion or your statements, whatever you have. Call in just to say hello. I don't mind, okay? I just want you guys to start getting used to getting on the air with me and sharing your opinions and your feelings as well. See, I give you guys my feelings, my opinions all the time. I want yours as well. That way we can, you know, we all can get better. Anyway, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs or concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. So if you have one of those or both of those, whichever, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can follow it on Facebook. Type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. And so whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay. So, again, thank you guys for listening in. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those that are listening online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in to the show. Okay. Now, again, guys, I told you not to miss tonight. I told you that yesterday. I said, don't miss tomorrow's show. Now, it's tomorrow. And I hope you guys aren't missing the show. Okay? The title of today's show is Why Do Men Need Sex? Now, what's creative about this title tonight, this episode tonight, this show tonight, Why Do Men Need Sex, is I'm going to be talking to you guys tonight from a woman's point of view. This article that I found that was interesting to me is, and it was done by a woman, okay? And I want to share it with you. I'm doing this. This was written by a woman. Okay, guys, now, don't think of me as a woman. But this was written by a woman. And I'm giving this from a woman's point of view. Because I think that more women listen to the show than men. So I think that a woman hearing this from another woman, she'll understand better about her spouse, her, you know, fiance or whatever. Now, again, guys, I'm calling this from a woman's point of view, and I'm going to read it. I'm just verbatim, okay? I'm not going to skip anything. I'm going to go straight through it. If you guys want to come in on anything that I say, call into the show, 818-301-5834. Press the number 1 to talk to me, and we'll talk, okay? Here we go. Why do men need sex? Okay, the problem we face as men and women is what we think sex is. Sex means something totally different to a man than it does to a woman. Because our brains are wired differently, what we think about sex differs. Because the way we think about things determines our behavior and feelings about things, it is essential to know what we think about sex, as well as what our partner thinks about sex. In order to have fulfilling sexual experiences with our spouse, it is crucial to sit down like adults and talk about what we really feel sex represents. All right? Men need sex to feel emotionally connected to the woman in their lives. Through sex, men get to feel that we find them attractive and worthy. Now, this being said by a woman, guys, listen in. When we have sex with our partners, we validate them in a way that their emotional makeup requires. Sex is a place where men get to show us how much they care about us. This coming from a woman there, guys. I'm getting edgy about this. They get to try and please us, to watch us enjoy them. And in their mind, that is the equivalent to cleaning out the fridge or putting the kids to bed. Men are doers. They're fixers. They like to fix and do things with their hands and their bodies. Since the beginning of time, men have been finding ways to use their hands to guarantee our survival, from building pyramids to slaying beasts of the land. Men need to act physically. Sex is a physical act in which he gets to care and nurture the woman in his life. It's in our bed that men get to express what they feel for us in a way he may not be able to do very well verbally. Listen to this, ladies. Listen to this. Women, on the other hand, view sex very different. In order for we women to truly enjoy the sexual experience, we require the emotional connection first, the one our partner is trying to tap into. So in this lies our problems. What women require is what men are trying to attain. Because we're so different emotionally, sex sometimes suffers because of the way we creatures view and think about it. Men need our bodies to feel connected to them. And women need their partner's mind in order to give them their bodies. What a dilemma. I'm going to read that again. Men need our bodies to feel connected to them. And women need their partner's mind in order to give them their bodies. What a dilemma. In the beginning, it's also wonderful. Men pay more attention to what their partner is saying because he wants sex. Women are more willing to be sexual because they want their man emotionally. So relationships start off on false pretenses, both sides playing dishonestly. If a man knows he needs to be more attentive in the beginning of a relationship in order to get sex from his woman, then he should be fair enough to do so the rest of his life with the woman he has chosen as his wife. On the other hand, if a woman goes out of her way to turn her new man on because she knows sex gets his attention, then she should be prepared to tap in that mindset the rest of her life with the man she has chosen to commit to. Both sides play games, guys, in the beginning to get what they want. But as time goes by and life gets too hard to pretend anymore, the need to please the other fades. Then we do what spiritually asleep human minds do. We run to get divorced so we can find someone else to repeat the cycle with. It's rough out there, folks. Every living thing needs validation. If I write this article and you like it, and you let me know that, I then feel validated. Okay? If your partner wants sex with you, and you allow yourself to enjoy the experience, you validate him. Because you validate him, he wants you more. If a woman feels tired and her man validates her by telling her he would be glad to bathe the kids and put them to bed tonight so she can rest, he validates her. She then feels seen and will feel connected to her spouse. Because she feels seen, she will want to please him because she has been validated. Okay? In a perfect world, couples would never stop doing what they were doing when they first met. from the steamy text messages to the passionate kissing to all the talking. In a perfect world, men will understand that we women need to talk. This coming from a woman's point of view, guys. It's killing me, but I'm trying to get through it. To know that women are seen by our man psychologically in order to want to please him sexually. In a perfect world, women will understand that our men need sex to feel psychologically visible to us. In an ideal relationship, the true agenda would be a need to completely understand the needs of the other. As men would learn to appreciate a woman's need to feel seen, so too would the woman's appreciation for her man's need to have sex in order to feel seen. Guys, this is coming from a woman. This is a woman's point of view. I'm trying to show you guys as well as show women how things should work. I'm not saying I'm a guru. I'm just saying. Back to the letter. The truth is, both sexes have the same basic need, which is to feel seen and thus validated. The dilemma, however, is the fact that the roads our different brains have us traveling on to get those needs met. Remembering that in order to enjoy the human experience fully, it is necessary to tap into a high level of consciousness. It's essential that a couple move out of the simple and basic functions of the brain to elevate above that primal impulse on the road and think higher. In order to enjoy your spouse, you will need to rise above instinct and open your mind to new ideas. We're no longer Neanderthals. We can think. Men can appreciate the needs of his wife and behave as if he does because he loves her. This thought process guarantees, listen to this, guys, this thought process guarantees his sexually gratifying experiences with this woman. Women can think higher and learn to understand that she fosters the connections she craves with her man by enjoying him sexually. Sex is not about power or games, about who wins or loses, but it probably was when your relationship first started. Let me read that again. Sex is not about power or games, comma, about wins or losses, period. But it probably was when your relationship first started. Think higher. Take accountability for your past thinking and begin correcting the way you now think now. This is coming from a lady. This is coming from a woman. It's a woman's point of view. Talk to your spouse about what sex meant for you and what it means to you now. Get honest about what you need. Go back to how your relationship started. And if you have to, even if you have to start all over. Six is a gift when the people involved learn to rise above their primal impulses and learn to play in one another's personal playground. In order to get along, we need to appreciate the differences between us, find the common ground, and then learn to have fun. Man, like I said, I wanted to do that article because it came from a woman. Her name Lisa, and I'm not going to say her last name, but that came from a woman. And I thought that by doing this show, men would listen to a woman's point of view, and women would listen to a woman's point of view. Maybe something in there helped you guys and may help your relationship. I don't know. If I help one relationship, then I've done my job tonight. So hopefully you guys pull something out of that and maybe change the way you've been thinking. Because you think about this article about why men need it, why men need to have sex. And you think about what's going on with you. Now, and another thing I'm seeing about this is, you know, everyone first and foremost be safe about it. You know what I mean is be safe about it. And because I know I have, young men and young women listening to the show that need to be told that, you know, if you're being safe about it, things will be okay. Okay? Because at some point or another, some people get into it, you know, sooner than others. But it happens. And I'm not saying, you know, go out tonight. But, you know, it's part of life. I don't know what else to say, you know, part of life. But be safe about it. And, you know, like the lady said, have fun. Anyway, guys, I got a long time left in the show. Y'all see what time it is? It feels like I'm over the show. Stuff that I've been saying make you feel like I'm over the show, past the show. But I'm not. I have a caller up on the show from the 404 area code, the first three digits or 3, 2.
No, I don't want anything to go out of the office right now. So I mean,
caller, you're up on the show. You're live on the air with Frank Williams.
Well, I mean, you got to rest though, because I mean, I work on Saturdays.
I can't talk to that caller. But anyway, you know, and like I say, guys, take care of yourself and be safe and do some of the things that you want to do. Have fun with it, but be safe. At the top of the list, got to put safety. Okay? Some people get out there get to drinking, and then they go and they, get back to home, and they've been drinking and they forget, and things happen. And that'll be the time that it happens. You know, that'll be a time that little Junior happens because you weren't consciously aware of what you were doing. So you got to be careful, guys. And safe, like I said. Bam, bam. Okay. Now, guys, you don't want to miss the show again tomorrow. I'm going to have a great subject tomorrow. I'm going hard out this week. This is going to be my last week at this time. I'm going to change the times. I'll let you guys know for sure what time I'm going to be doing the show starting on Monday. But this week we're still up at 6:30. Okay, 6:30. What I say? Sharp. 6:30 sharp, baby. And we're going to have a great show tomorrow. Now, I'm going to go back to this article for just a minute, because there was something in here that, you know, it was talking about men and women, how men, you know, do things in the beginning of a relationship, you know, in order to get sex, and women do things at the beginning of the relationship in order to get attention, because she knows that he wants sex. So, you know, that's sometimes, you know, women use that against men. And that's a problem. I'm not saying the first guy you meet, you know, sleep with him, but I'm just saying that women use the sex thing sometimes to manipulate men, because they know that's what they want. On the other hand, you know, like I said, you can't go out there and be with the first man you see or whatever. You need to get to know that person. Spend time with them, understand what they're looking for, what you're looking for, and you figure it out. but there are just some people out there that'll do things like that, and next thing you know, there's a problem. Might be a small problem, might be a big problem, but there's a problem. And those are the things that you can avoid if you consciously think about it and do it. Okay? So that's my message for today. I loved it. I had a great message today, I think. I'm sure I get hundreds of emails about tonight's show, but I think this kind of show is needed, and I think it's needed by men and women, and I did it from a women's point of view. I mean, I could do another show tomorrow on the same subject and do it from a man's point of view, but I thought this was a great way to connect man and the man and the woman that's listening to the show. And if a husband and a wife is out there listening to the show together, they may start to understand what was being said in this article. But at any point, I mean, anybody can go out there and find a woman, you know. But some of the women, you know, some of the women are so bad that you might as well go to the funeral home. But the deal is to be safe, and, you know, and take care of yourself. You know, be careful, guys. Have a great day at work tomorrow. And be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 6:30, for a terrific show. I'm Frank Williams. I'm over and I'm out.
If you want me to stay, I'll all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, ooh, I'll tell you how.
Show. I tried to pull you up, but it sounded like you were talking to somebody on the other line.
I didn't put on there. I want to talk on the show.
Well, it popped up that you wanted to talk. The little thing popped up.
That's not working.
But anyway,
right.
I was there only for a second. I shut back down. I realized you were talking to somebody, so I cut you back off.
Oh, okay. Cool. Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the show?
Somebody texted me talking about who picked his topic. Oh, that was Lisa. I didn't listen. I was listening to something. I really didn't listen too much, but I thought it was kind of strange. I don't know. I didn't listen, so I will have to listen to the letter the lady did. You know. I don't know what she was talking about.
Yeah, I mean that was the whole show. Really, I just read her article.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you about it.
Yeah, I thought you were listening to the show.
I mean, I turned it on and I listened to a little bit. I heard your topic and you knew you was about to read from this letter. Then I got a call. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right, so what we doing dinner?
I guess those chops. I said chops and beans earlier, so I don't know.
All right.
Mia wants to have, of course, she wants to eat out. She wants Zaxby's for dinner, but hey. So, you know, that's Mia. Invalid multi-screen code. Oh, yeah, on this thing. What you say now? I'm sorry.
I was maybe going to just throw some. That's what I'll do. Okay. All the greens gone and stuff, right?
They need
threw
to be.
That out.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I'm so dumb. Huh? What you say? I'm sorry. I just.
You threw that out.
They need to be thrown out. They're still sitting up on the thing.
Okay. And so what you want me to do as far as a veggie, if I cook, I'm just going to cut a couple of pork chops off and season them, and I'm going to do the indoor grill with them and the steaks that I had seasoned this morning.
Okay. Pork and beans. We got pork and beans, or we got some, let's try some of them canned Allen vegetables that we got. Too big. We got some cans of vegetables, and you know what we don't use. We just have to eat tomorrow. Either them turnips or whatever you feel like, because you're gonna take the rest of it with lunch to lunch tomorrow. Or just do some lima beans, because I like to cook some meat. I don't know if we got some cooking meat. I like to boil some meat, and then you know put that stuff over in there. I don't know if we got any cooking meat. So,
no.
We got one bag of lettuce, and I mean, to make it easy, just eat some pork and beans and salad with it. But I don't know what you feel like eating.
I'll get it done or whatever.
Okay. I shouldn't be no more than an hour. I should leave it here about 8 o'clock at the latest.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.